CQ, 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 and welcome to Am Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW, and today's show sponsored in part by EDCO Electronic Research and MFJ Enterprises. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366, and our fax number, area code 602-241-1540. Now, today my guest is K1MAN, Glenn Baxter, lives in Maine, and it will be a very interesting show about a couple of organizations that Glenn is a party to and has started, and we're going to discuss that. We're going to take your phone calls. If you want to participate, you're certainly welcome to. As is the case, seems every week, the phone lines are kind of quiet in the beginning of the show, and then they all get jammed up near the end. So if you do want to talk to Glenn directly, and he is very controversial, or so his autobiography says, his biography, and people have sent me information in the last couple of weeks up to this show about Glenn. And, you know, I want to... The people who do say negative things, and I don't even understand necessarily why, so I want you to tell me. If you have positive or negative statements, I'd certainly like to hear from you, and so would Glenn, I'm sure, so that instead of hearsay and all the people that that say positive or negative, but they've never heard Glenn himself or they don't know what he really stands for, this might be the time to call and ask him where he stands on a particular issue, how he feels about a particular thing. Rather than having this negative or positive opinion by just hearsay. Similar to some of the other guests that we have had, like Wayne Green. A lot of people have negative feelings about Wayne Green. Then when I have Wayne on the show, all his lovers and everybody who likes him calls him, and none of the detractors, which is fine. That's perfectly okay, but it's just interesting how that happens. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Again, if you want to fax us, it's area code 602-241-1540. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Glenn Baxter, K1MAN, and a little biography that I want to give before we start talking to him. So we'll be right back. Exotic Research Report, the new magazine edition, is out. It's dedicated to the preservation of American independence, but I caution you, the issue contains 100% pure, unadulterated, mind-altering material. Really, this is a magazine you should subscribe to. What is in this month's? Crop Circles, an ongoing enigma. The Geet Machine, plasma technology you can buy. Implosion technology that you can build. An alternative way to cope with stress. All this and so much more. How about a HARP resource guide? You know, we've talked about HARP. How about magnetic motors and generators, mind control? All these things are available from Exotic Research. Give them a call at 1-800-446-3465. That's 1-800-446-3465. They even got vitamins and other interesting things. But I'm telling you, Exotic Research Report in this new book is really good, a new magazine this month. 1-800-446-3465. Mention Ham Radio and More when you make the call. Exotic Research.
Here's how you can become a smarter investor and get 4 weeks of Barron's free. When you subscribe to Barron's, the Financial Weekly, for 13 weeks and use your credit card, you'll receive an extra 4 weeks free. That's a 24% savings off the newsstand price and a full 17 weeks of Barron's to help you become a smarter investor. No one looks at the markets with a more insightful eye than Barron's, offering timely coverage of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Everything the independent investor needs to stay informed. Subscribe to Barron's today. Get the knowledge and insight you need to help you achieve your investment goals. Don't miss this great offer. 13 weeks for just $39, plus an extra 4 weeks free. This offer is available to new subscribers only. Act now.
Call toll-free in the continental U.S., 800-228-8222. That's 800-228-8222. For Barron's, it's how money becomes wealth.
Looking for an MFJ pocket-sized Morse code tutor? The MFJ 418 is it. $79.95 or less. You can learn Morse code fast and anywhere. The LCD display lets you check your copy instantly. There's an easy no-code beginner's course, and it takes you beyond the extra class. There's customized practice, plain English, QSOs, word recognition mode, interactive mode. You can learn Morse code anywhere, anytime with this tiny MFJ Pocket Morse Code Tutor. This is it with the plain English QSO practice that helps you pass the FCC code exam. It's great. And it's $79.95 or less. That's the MFJ 418. Makes a great present also. That's MFJ 418. It's new. It takes you from the beginner's class all the way up. It has instant replay and so much more. Give them a call at 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. Remember, they have the no matter what free warranty. It's tremendous. That's MFJ, 1-800-647-1800. Call them now.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Glenn Baxter, K1MAN, probably one of the most controversial hams in the world today, is the manager of IARN, the International Amateur Radio Network, which was founded back in 1985. He's also executive director of AARA, the American Amateur Radio Association, founded in 1992. Glenn was formally recognized by the state of Maine legislature on March 13, 1991 for IARN's humanitarian work in worldwide emergency communications, was named as Vermont Academy Distinguished Alumnus on October 1, 1993 for his amateur radio contributions to society. He's worked as an industrial engineer, a management consultant, and he is a registered professional engineer in Maine and Illinois. He got his novice license back in 1956, his extra and first-class commercial licenses in 1964. He started, IARN started with a spectacular bang in 1985 during the Mexico City earthquake, and the IARN Amateur Information Bulletin Service began its 365 days per year transmission on 80 and 20 meters back in 87. There has been much controversy in amateur radio about these IARN bulletins, mostly caused by petty jealousy and K1MAN's strong stand against much of ARRL's activity and policies with regard to international emergency communications operations. Current controversy about K1MAN is fueled by the existence, if AARA, the American Amateur Radio Association, which began open competition with all phases of the ARRL leadership in amateur radio in 1996. Glenn's long-term goals are to raise the standards in amateur radio, encourage a significant increase in mutual cooperation among rival factions, and expose and eliminate the petty jealousies and cliques that may end up self-destructing our vital and very valuable service. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Glenn.
Thank you, Lynn. Glad to be here.
You know, reading just this last thing, your long-term goals, there doesn't seem to be anything controversial at all in you wanting to raise the standards in amateur radio, you encouraging a significant increase in mutual cooperation among rival factions to expose and eliminate the petty jealousies and cliques that end up self-destructing vital and very valuable service in amateur radio. I can't understand what's controversial about that.
Well, there's nothing controversial about that in itself, nor should there be anything controversial. You got to remember that we started out as the International Amateur Radio Network back in 1985, handling emergency communications in major international disaster situations, such as the Mexico City earthquake. I think the controversy came with the fact that what we were doing, supposedly the ARRL is supposed to be doing, and we got a lot of interference from them and political headwind, and that's where the controversy is. It's a turf battle kind of thing.
Okay, well, let's go back, because there's a lot of people listening have no idea who Glenn Baxter is. I mean, other than the biography I just read, have no idea what the what K1MAN means or anything else. They, you know, they're listening to this show and saying, why is Len even mentioning the word controversy? Because it's not something that we do a lot of, unless we talk about Morse code on this show. So let's hear a little about what, tell us basically what IARN is, and then what the American Amateur Radio Association is, in its simplest terms.
Okay, well, it all started quite innocently with the Mexico City earthquake. I just happened to be listening to the right frequency at the right time, happened to be listening to 14313, and there was a guy from Mexico City that came on the frequency, wanted to make a phone patch to Chicago to tell the people at Motorola there that he wasn't going to be able to operate the manufacturing plant in Mexico City that day, and he was talking about 12-story buildings that had fallen down, and it, you know, it was obvious that there was a major event going on here. And the next thing I know, he appointed me as a net controller on the operating frequency. Well, meantime, Mexico City was the largest city in the world, and you can imagine there must have been hundreds of telephone calls in progress at the time that all the phones went blank. And an engineer at one of the TV stations in Chicago decided to listen around on 20 meters to see if he could find out what was going on, and he heard me talking with Carlos, XE1HC in Mexico City. And next thing I knew, there were telephone calls from all over the country, all over the world, from major media, BBC in London, Associated Press, and so on, saying, what's going on? And I said, well, here, talk to Carlos yourself. And I threw my $10 Heathkit phone patch on online and let them talk to Carlos. Well, the next thing I knew, I was receiving criticism and complaints from all kinds of factions, including the Federal Communications Commission, because technically this was illegal. We were allowing communications which technically violated the third-party traffic rule. Then, very quickly, we got into a traffic operation where we discovered that the phones in Mexico City were all working. And it was only making calls outside of Mexico City that you could not do. So what we were doing is we were getting calls from all over the world, not only by telephone, but also on the air, of people who wanted to find out if they could locate their relatives in Mexico City. We had a real slick traffic operation going on, and a lot of it was coming from Europe, all of this, of course, technically being illegal. Well, we weren't really concerned with that. We were mostly concerned with the humanitarian aspect of it, and we just went ahead and did it. Mm-hmm. And every major emergency since then, for the last 12 years, we've basically done the same thing. We just go in, get the job done, and sort of let everything take care of itself later, which it has in general. Most of the rules have been changed, FCC rules with regard to third-party traffic and so on and so forth, have pretty much been changed to conform to what you know, what we've been doing, more or less after the fact. But again, I think, Len, is just a lot of petty jealousy among radio amateurs who just have a hard time dealing with another group, especially a group that's not sanctioned by the American Radio Relay League, going in and doing major things and getting major publicity.
Now, what about, you know, and I'm going to throw these out because you've heard them and I've heard them, so I'm just going to get your responses. What about the fact that people claim that Glenn owns frequencies and that you think it's your frequency? Is it your frequency, or do all hams have a right to use all frequencies?
All hams have a right to use all frequencies, and the only different thing would be bulletins. When ARRL comes on with a bulletin, It's on a particular frequency at a particular time, and it's a published schedule. There's really no other way to do it. They've been doing it for 75 years. We've been doing it for 12 years. We've tried it every other way.
Okay, hold your thought, Glenn. Hold your thought. Unfortunately, we're commercial, and we got to take a break. We come back, we'll pick up right where you left off. 1-800-293-5366. We have a line available. Give us a call. We'll be right back. So have you called Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, yet? the fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world. Doesn't matter if you live in Florida or Chicago or Phoenix or Maine or California, wherever it is that you live, if you want the best price going on a vehicle today with no hassles, no boiler room tactics, just the best deal you can get, Ken Nichols is the guy to call. Just give him the name of the model that you want, the make that you want, the options that you want. He'll give you the list price and the selling price right there over the phone. There's no hassle. It's a pleasure to do business with Ken Nichols. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake by not calling him. Call him. Get a quote. Doesn't matter. Give him a call. 1-800-497-8740. Extension 580. Make sure you mention Ham Radio and More. He's a ham radio operator, has been around for a long time, and has sponsored this show for over 5.5 years. That's Ken Nichols, 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. Factory direct to you, the lowest prices.
Here is a duck. Here is a dog. Here is a bunny.
In radio's 75-year history, there were many great radio acts. Ed Beeman's unmemorable Hand Shadows of the Airwaves was not one of them. Nor was Raymond P. Hamill, Radio Escape Artist, one of radio's outstanding shows. That's why you won't find photos of any of these shows in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. Nor will you find Sidney Feldscher in his long-forgotten Radio Mime Hour. What you will find in radio's first 75 years is over 900 rare photos of radio greats, from Fanny Bryce to Jack Benny to Howard Stern. This beautiful coffee table book will bring back fond memories, but not of this man, radio's first and last magician, the amazing Morty.
And now I will saw my assistant, Francine, in half.
Ow!
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
During radio's 75-year history, there were several ill-conceived shows. One such show was Dr. Antoine Sorbet, Radio Contortionist.
I will now bend my head between my legs, pushing the nose on my face up to touch my shoulder blades. Now my left arm up between my chin and chest and grasp my right elbow. I will try that once more.
This show aside, you'll find virtually every other radio show and personality from radio's beginning to the present in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. 478 pages, over 900 rare photos make this book the nostalgia book of this year or any year.
I will now tuck the toe of my right foot under my left ear. I will try that once more.
The faces, the shows that make up radio's first 75 years, Blast from the Past.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
CQCQ, this is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, we're back. We're talking to Glenn Baxter, K1MAN. From Maine, and he has a couple of organizations that are pretty well known by many, the IARN and the AARA. And when we last left you, Glenn, I interrupted you at a time when you were telling me about bulletin services. And I presume just from what you're saying, you think that what you're doing by sending bulletins is perfectly okay because the ARRL does it. Is that correct, or you think?
Well, not because of.
Okay.
Bulletins are a real good idea. If you have two amateurs on a frequency talking with each other, you're using up three kilohertz of spectrum for two people. If you have a bulletin service, whether it's put out by W1AW or WA0RCR or K1MAN, you're using up the same frequency spectrum, and you have thousands of listeners. This is assuming that you're transmitting, you know, relevant material that's relevant to amateur radio. Let me tell you how the bulletin service started. During the San Salvador earthquake, we were handling very serious medical traffic. We had I think about 19 people that we sent down there with medical supplies and several ham radio operators, and a lot of traffic and a lot of things were going on. Well, when the weekend contest came on, it came on right on top of our emergency traffic, medical traffic. You know, not because the hams were bad people, but you know, they just didn't know that there was an emergency going on. They just didn't realize what was happening. So we started the bulletin service to kind of fill in the spaces during that emergency. And then afterwards, we got a lot of grief from the FCC because we allowed CBS to talk to somebody in El Salvador in time for the CBS Evening News to establish that everybody at the embassy there was okay. Again, that was at that point technically illegal. We thought, number one, we need a bulletin service to establish a presence on our frequency that we were using, 14275. That's number one, establish a presence. Let people know that there's something a little bit special about that frequency. And also as a way to reach out to our members and recruit new members and inform members about this new organized emergency international service that we were doing. Now, as far as the bulletins are concerned, yeah, they're valuable. And it doesn't take long, if they're put on a regular basis, it doesn't take long for people to realize that at such and such a time and such a frequency, there's going to be a bulletin. And if there is any interference with a station that doesn't realize it, they're going to learn quickly. And we feel, as AWRL has felt for years, that the interference is strictly incidental, and it's not really a major deal. The argument is not the incidental interference. The argument is the turf battle as to who is going to be doing what in amateur radio and whether or not this is going to be under the control of the American Radio Relay League. I think it's basically a petty turf battle. That's what's really boiled down to.
Okay, now I think it was 2 years ago when Fred May of W5YI tried to file a petition to stop these bulletin service. I guess it would have stopped yours as well as the ARRL's?
That's correct.
What was your feeling about that? Did you fight that or?
Fight it? Fred was kind enough to send me a copy of his petition by email, which allowed me to get in there and write a response immediately by doing some editing on the computer. And I opposed it and filed my opposition comments with the commission. Basically, Fred was saying that the bulletins were causing all kinds of hatred and all kinds of disruption on amateur radio. And I was saying, well, nah, that's not true. It's not the bulletins that are causing the hatred. It's just a petty turf battle, which, has long since died down. So he was making a mountain out of a molehill. You've got to remember that Fred Maya prints a newsletter, and we have a daily bulletin service, which is, in competition with the timeliness of his weekly newsletter, bi-weekly newsletter. So he might have had some ulterior motives there.
Well, it's also interesting that because of his filing, that it kind of put you in bed with the ARRL.
only in the sense that they were not willing to give up W1AW in order to get rid of me. So, they opposed it as well because, in order to get rid of me, they were not willing to get rid of W1AW. I mean, after all, they've just spent $1 million on the new station and the upgrading and everything. And I really don't think that the ARRL at that point took K1MAN or IARN seriously enough to think it was worth it.
Okay, we got to take a station identification. And we come back, we'll continue with that. You're listening to Len Winkler on Ham Radio More, along with Glenn Baxter, K1MAN. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Okay, we're back, and we're talking to Glenn Baxter, K1MAN, and we're talking about, about the ARRL, about bulletin services, and whatever else you want to talk to or about with Glenn Baxter and his associations, again, the American Amateur Radio Association and the IARN. Let's take a quick phone call from Jim, WA2LYZ, in Stratford, New Jersey. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Jim.
Thank you. This is the first time I've heard your program in a long time, ever since it went off. I feel that it's only a hobby, and it's taken too seriously, and all these disagreements just detract from it.
Are you, specifically talking about Glenn?
No, the hobby in general is mm-hmm. just taken too seriously.
Okay, Glenn, you have a comment about that?
Well, I disagree with that. Amateur radio back in the 40s was a training ground for competent electronic people to be used by the military service. World War II took great advantage of the self-training of radio amateurs. And that's serious. That's real serious. If you had an amateur radio license and you went into the military services back in the 40s, that was like gold, absolute gold. And I say that people don't take amateur radio seriously enough. It's education related. During emergencies, it can do a great deal of good. We get a great deal of very good publicity. The various service nets that are operational. And my complaint about radio amateurs is they don't take what we're doing seriously enough to step aside and let us do what we want to do, even though it's only amateur. Go ahead.
Can I make one more comment?
Sure.
I heartily agree in the educational about the educational aspect of amateur radio. My formal education in electronics is not that extensive, but if it wasn't for the fact that I got into the hobby, I would not have my job. I work for New Jersey Public Broadcasting.
Wonderful.
So I find the hobby to be very valuable.
Well, I think what you were saying is, I don't know exactly what you were saying. I mean, maybe we agree and we just don't realize it. I think it's a very serious hobby, and I think that the people who don't take it seriously, who think it's just a hobby, it's just a frivolous hobby, man, we're going to lose valuable spectrum if we're treating it as though it were a frivolous hobby. It is not a frivolous hobby. It's a serious educational thing. It's useful during emergencies. It's a constructive thing. It helped you in your career path. I was listening to some of the astronauts on tape a couple of weeks ago. I think Tony England said that he and a number of other astronauts never would have gotten into what they were doing had it not been for amateur radio. So I think it is a serious hobby. It's unfortunate. I agree with you in the sense that it's unfortunate that petty politics and petty squabbling is allowing us to fight with each other when the commercial interests are just sitting there with their drooling over
exactly.
the spectrum that they would just love to take
with
away
billions
from.
Of dollars.
Excuse me?
With billions of dollars.
Billions.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And
yeah.
not just take, but actually buy. Okay.
Yeah.
Jim, thanks for the call.
Thank you,
Jim.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we'll be right back after this and with Glenn Baxter. We'll be right back. If you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More, and I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and this is the Ham Radio and More Show. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366, faxes at area code 602-241-1540. In Arizona, it's 602-230-2755, 230-2755. We're talking to Glenn Baxter today, K1MAN. And, you know, it's interesting because controversial calls are not coming in. So it just goes to show you how powerful people are, how strong their feelings are when they're behind the computer on the Internet. You can't believe I had someone send me a 14-page dissertation of how much they couldn't believe that I would have you on this show, that I was doing nothing but damaging amateur radio by having you on this show. Could you believe that?
Well, that sounds very consistent with my experience. I was at Dayton 2 years ago, and I had hundreds and hundreds of people come up to me. Not one negative comment. Not one. Yet when I got on the repeater, it was jammed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, nothing but good things when you know, people come up to you and talk to you face-to-face. But if they could do it anonymously,
right.
Every time I got on the repeater, it was jammed.
Not only that, but to be perfectly honest and selfish, it makes for good radio when someone doesn't like you. You know, so, I mean, it makes for good, interesting radio to have a constructive debate.
Well, you know, I've said this a number of times to a number of people. Some of the things, we've done some fantastic things over the last 12 years in emergency communications, but what we did is really not all that great. The thing that was great, in my opinion, is the fact that we were able to do it in spite of all of the headwind and political interference and everything else. We were able to continue building an organization even though there were people out there that really didn't want us to succeed, mostly because of petty jealousy. So it's not the communications that we really excelled at. It was the ability to build an organization in the shadow of ARRL, which doesn't want us to excel. I would think that they would take another point of view. They would somehow co-op us and say, hey, Glenn Baxter, K1MAN's an ARRL member. He's one of us. And, mm-hmm. and start taking some credit for it rather than, you know, doing just the reverse. I mean, there must be a better approach.
In one of your editorials, Glenn, you mentioned that there's two national amateur radio organizations, of course, you meaning the ARRL and then you, the AARA. And you mentioned something that I found that is interesting, and I just want you to spend 1 minute, because then we got to take another break. But you mentioned that the ARRL is reactive and you are proactive. Tell me exactly what you mean.
Well, each emergency is completely different, and the circumstances that we're faced with are completely different. And usually, we can't even look at any rule book, any conventional rule book. We just do it. And that allows us to be proactive. Our emergencies are triggered by some CBS or the BBC or United Press or Associated Press or somebody calling here. And when that happens, we know there's something serious that's going to happen. So we go right to work, get right on the air, and start doing things, active things. Whereas the league is down there listening to what we're doing. I mean, they're not on the air. And they're not in there doing it, so, you know, we're proactive, and they react to whatever we do.
And I have a hunch your budget's a little smaller.
Much smaller.
Yes, I was being facetious.
Well, you can get a lot done with volunteers. I mean, as far as money is concerned, if you really look at all the things that go into everything that are pieces of this puzzle, even though we don't work with Newsline, we use Newsline, mm-hmm. and he's got, you know, dozens of people. And we're one of his major outlets. I think we increase his circulation by maybe 10, 20 times just because we put it out over HF. And we do not cooperate with Newsline.
Could you real briefly give me your opinion as to why you see the industry sales in amateur radio down by as much as 40%?
Sunspot cycles and the computers, the Internet. Mm-hmm. are two things.
You think the Internet really does draw that much away from amateur radio?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do, because, you know, what's the main thrust of amateur radio? When I got into it in 1956 is, you know, I can, with this equipment, I can talk to people all over the country, all over the world. Wow! You know, that's impressive, because back then, you know, making a long-distance call was a major hassle.
Correct.
You just didn't do it. But today, you can still make long-distance calls, but to get on the Internet, you can actually correspond and make friends on the Internet, just like even better than with amateur radio, because there's no interference.
Well,
so, yeah,
Glenn,
I think it's having a tremendous impact.
Actually, you can make phone calls now on the Internet and at no charge.
Right.
So you can even do that with Vocal Tech. Okay, that was a free plug for them. Okay, we got to go take a break. When we come back, we'll go to Tom in Alabama, then Jack in Connecticut, and Lee in Scottsdale. You're listening to Ham Radio and More with Glenn Baxter and Len Winkler, and we'll be right back. Len Winkler here for EDCO Electronic Distributors. Wow, what a group of products do they have from around the world. Look at the AR8000. Or some of Daiwa power supplies and SWR PWR meters. How about Watson scanner antennas and maybe a couple of other accessories? They've got the AR2700 and so many more products. It's just amazing. Until you get their catalog, you really don't have a real comprehension for all the products that EDCO has. Give them a call at 1-800-344-0397. Okay, write it down. 1-800-344-0397. If you're a scanner enthusiast, If you need power meters, whatever you need, EDCO has it. 1-800-344-0397. Tell them that you heard about it on Ham Radio and More and ask them to send you a free catalog. They'll do that. 1-800-344-0397. Call them today. That's EDCO.
Want to get your personal finances going in the right direction? You can with Getting Going, the Wall Street Journal software that helps you organize your investments and answer your basic personal finance questions. With just a few clicks of your mouse, you can learn more about the best place to invest your savings, how big a mortgage you can afford, or where you should invest your child's college fund. But that's just the beginning. There's also an investment organizer and other tools to guide you to meeting your financial goals. Best of all, Getting Going is free with your paid subscription to the Wall Street Journal. For just $3.90 a week, you can have the journal delivered to your home or office for 10 weeks. That's 10 weeks of all the business news that could have an impact on your career, your family, your life. And you'll receive Getting Going software to help get your finances going on the right track.
So call now, 800-228-4420. That's 800-228-4420 for the Wall Street Journal.
Len Winkler here for Amateur Radio Trader Magazine, the Ham Radio Marketplace. 64 pages twice a month with the greatest ads, the greatest information that you can possibly look for. It's amazing. You would think that this was just a magazine that had buy and sell equipment. But no, there are all kinds of informative articles, from Simpleton's Guide to Quickie Antennas or Emergency Antennas or Guide to Working All States. So many different things. And you can get a subscription by calling 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Or you can place an ad in their section of classifieds. The merchandise just sells rapidly. I'm telling you, you will be surprised at how fast it actually sells. Give them a call at 1-800-77-HAM-AD. HAM-AD. Mention that the Ham Radio and More show told you to call 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Amateur Radio Trader. Twice a month, 1-800-77-HAM-AD. 1-800-774-2623. Call now.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. Before we go to the phones, Glenn, another thing you said in an editorial is you were kind of upset that only W5YI in his report ever really mentioned the AARA. No one else has ever discussed it. Why is that? Did you feel that either the ARRL or CQ or even 73 Magazine for that matter or Newsline, and none of these people, the Rain Report, none of these people have discussed the AARA?
No. And I think the reason is a lot of these amateur media types are somewhat conservative in nature, don't want to be dragged into the controversy that's followed me for the last 12 years. And the easiest way to do, to avoid controversy is just to pretend that, AARA doesn't exist.
Well, you haven't said anything that's very controversial to me yet. So, if someone was just hearing you for the first time today, on the surface of it, certainly doesn't sound very controversial. Tom, KD4KMW in Mobile, Alabama, you're online.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Tom.
This previous caller kind of hit a key with me talking about...
Speak up a little bit, Tom, please.
A lot of people perceive ham radio as being superfluous, and I know the internet has a lot to do with that, but from the people that I've talked to that aren't involved in it, trying to encourage them, it's just the use of CW. People see no use for it anymore. They think it's just antiquated, and from the contacts with people I've had, the more, unless something's done to do away with the requirement for CW, I think that we're going to have less and less people, especially young people, as older people leave, become silent keys of whatever, that we're going to lose more and more of our spectrum because people just aren't willing to invest the time and the effort when they can get on the internet or whatever and not have to put up with the hassle of it.
Well, he certainly, Tom, knows my opinion, I'm sure. Glenn, comment?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. Publicly, I really haven't taken a position to get rid of the Morse code or to keep it. Frankly, I haven't in my own mind made up my mind about it, but I agree with Tom. You're right. In an emergency operation on 20 meters, I wanted to pick some people to help run my net. I could find a lot of people that don't know Morse code that would do a better job than some people who do know the Morse code. So if I'm looking for radio operators to operate equipment on 20 meters, which is a big league band, international band, to do serious kinds of things, the Morse code really has little or nothing to do with it. So, yeah, I agree with you, but I really don't think that's the issue. I don't think the issue is should we have the Morse code or should we not have the Morse code. The issue is, look, radio amateurs, let's get together and put this petty stuff aside, and let's work in common directions. We don't have to get in bed with each other. But if K1MAN wants to get in there and run an emergency net, let him do it. You know, let him do his thing. Maybe even cooperate a little bit. The amateur media that write things, write about it, report on it. You know, say something constructive about it rather than pretending it doesn't exist because it's competitive with the American Radio Relay League. I think if we don't do that, I think you're right. We are going to lose our spectrum, because we don't have the same edge that we did 30 years ago. 30, 40 years ago, we could say, hey, you need us because we train people to go into the military. You need us because we can communicate like nobody else can communicate. We can communicate from our car to a base station. Well, now you can do that with a cell telephone. Well, you need us because how else are you going to make friends on the other side of the world? You can do that with the Internet. We've lost all of our edge, or we've lost a lot of it. But there's still a lot of things that amateur radio represents, so we've got to consolidate. And I don't think large numbers is the answer. If we have 700,000 hams today, I would settle for 50,000 hams 5 years from now who are out there doing something, rather than 700,000 hams who are doing literally nothing.
Last comment, Tom?
Well, I think if we don't do something to encourage people and remove the roadblocks from their participation, we very well could end up with 50,000. And that's not enough to even change one congressman's vote, and I think...
I really don't think it's a matter of... I don't think we change a congressman's... I think I could change more votes in one emergency operation by, you know, actually doing something and getting some coverage on CBS. I think that gets more congressmen to change votes than 700,000 hams. I don't think it's a matter of numbers. It's a matter of what we're doing. I mean, if I could get 300 more people in the United States to cooperate with IARN, I think I could get more congressmen's votes than 800,000 hams.
Thanks, Tom. Wow. Appreciate it. Okay, Jack in Manchester, Connecticut.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
I'm a shortwave listener.
Hi, welcome aboard.
I have been a shortwave listener since I was a teenager, and I'm 42 now. So I thought you might like an outsider's opinion.
Yes.
I listen quite, and I've seen the bands deteriorate. I've been a CB-er for years, and I thought of getting out of that and getting into ham because the CB band has gone really downhill. And I've seen 80 meters, 40 meters deteriorating, you know, to the point where it almost sounds like CB a lot of times.
Okay, what, in your point?
My point is I would not spend extra money and take the effort to learn the code to become a ham, if that's the way it's going to be, I perceive it as petty bickering, like you were saying before. I ditto what the other hams have said, that if things aren't cleaned up, the FCC is going to step in and start taking away spectrum, and I wouldn't want to see that happen.
Well, let me ask you, Jack. Do you think you're qualified to get on 20 meters?
You know, I don't know. I would like to get on to 40 and 80, but I don't listen to 20 that often.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, 80. Could you get on 80 and talk nationwide?
Yes, I believe I could.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to have you on. Really, guys like Jack are the types of guys we don't want to discourage from, I consider Jack to be a radio amateur. The only problem is he can't get on and talk, and that's to our disadvantage. So if you can want to twist that around to say, I want to get rid of the code, you know, you can do that.
Well,
I want guys like Jack. Believe me, I've had more shortwave listeners do some great things with our network.
Well, before we go at the end of the hour, which is coming up rapidly, we'll get an address or whatever you want to give out, Glenn, so that people can contact you for more information.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay. Okay, 1-800-293-5366. We've got one line available, and probably won't have time for more. We've got a couple people holding right now. We're talking to Glenn Baxter, K1MAN, and we got to take another break. When we come back, we'll go to the phones and see if we can get both of you guys on the line real quick, and then we'll get some information out about Glenn Baxter and the AARA. We'll be right back.
Here's a great offer from Internet World, the most widely read magazine for Internet users. Whether you're a beginner just logging on or an advanced user, Internet World will serve as your guide to the Internet. Every issue of Internet World brings you the latest hot sites on the Internet, tips on downloading free software like the hit game Doom, plus information-filled columns and fascinating interviews with Internet personalities. Internet World shows you how to do research on the Internet, shop online, play games, meet people with mutual interests, and much more. In short, Internet World gives you all the information you need to help you make the most of your time on the Internet. Internet World, the first and largest magazine devoted entirely to the Internet. New subscribers can now take advantage of this special introductory offer. 12 monthly issues for only $14.97. That's 75% off the newsstand price.
Call now, toll free, 800-706-7900. That's 800-706-7900.
Have you ever shaken someone's hand and gotten their name and 10 seconds later the name is forgotten? Well, forgetting someone's name is embarrassing, and in business, it costs you money. This is Kevin Trudeau, founder of the American Memory Institute, the world's largest memory training school. Having an instant recall memory, a photographic memory, is what the Mega Memory Home Study course is all about. I've pioneered the most advanced breakthrough in memory improvement technology in Mega Memory. Within just a few short hours, you'll increase your own memory 500% or more, guaranteed. You'll remember names and faces, even hundreds at a time, and instantly recall virtually everything you see, read, hear, or even think about. Students get straight A's with less study time. See why over 2 million people have already benefited from the Mega Memory Home Study course. Now, it's your turn.
Call 1-800-799-MEGA. That's 1-800-799-MEGA and improve your memory today. Start with this number, 1-800-799-MEGA.
If you love sailing and want to sharpen your sailing skills, Sailing World is the magazine that can help you do it. Every monthly issue is dedicated to help you improve your sailing performance. You'll learn how to maneuver small boats in tight quarters and large ones where inches really count. Sailing World will keep you up to date on regional events and major regattas like the America's Cup. You'll preview the hottest new designs and changes from the most sophisticated professional models to those boats sailing out of your own harbor. And every month, Sailing World's experts will keep you informed on the latest developments on the sailing scene to help you improve as a sailor. Articles that teach you the tactics and techniques of sailing, how to upgrade your boat's equipment, as well as your personal gear, and much, much more. Subscribe now and get 12 issues of Sailing World for only $21.77. Call toll-free 800-227-5300. Steer a course for better sailing with Sailing World. Call 800-227-5300 now.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
Next week, we have Fred Hopengard and K1VR on. It's a show every ham must listen to. It's going to be, he's an attorney dealing with local antenna ordinances. Very important. Don't miss next week's show. Glenn, if people want to get a hold of you, how do you recommend they do it?
Well, I don't know whether you're going to allow me to mention this, but the American Amateur Radio Association does put out a starter kit for people on the street who know nothing about amateur radio to get in to the hobby. It's everything that we think you need to get started, to get licensed.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's $199.95, and if you'd like to order one, we have an 800 number. It's 800-262-9543. That's 800-262-9543. If you want to get in touch with me or the American Amateur Radio Association or IARN, just write to K1MAN or AARA, Belgrade Lakes, Maine, 04918. That's IARN or K1MAN or Glenn Baxter, Belgrade Lakes, Maine, 04918. That's Belgrade LAKES. And if you want to talk to me on the telephone and get on my radio show, you can do so anytime during the week. The number is area code 207-495-2215. That's area code 207-495-2215. The email address is k1man14275@aol.com.
Okay. Let's see how fast we can go through some of these calls. If we'd really fast, Lee, AB7HW.
Good afternoon. Our problem is that we're not proactive. We don't do anything until it's happened to us. So I think that rather than worrying about are we a split entity or are we something else, we ought to all be very proactive and try to save this damn thing.
I think he's right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Lee. Steve in Cleveland, Ohio, NATUA.
Hi. I just feel that the AWRL wants to control the whole pie. I feel that we should just stop giving money to them, just start doing what we can on our own, and bring the hobby back to a hobby, caring, you know, and take care of it ourselves.
I'm sure Glenn doesn't have a comment, right?
I agree.
Glenn, did you pay Steve to call?
No, I didn't.
Oh, all right. Steve, I think Glenn would be a supporter of yours.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, Dave, KI7ZU, you're the last caller.
Okay, good afternoon. And I think something's overlooked, and that is ham radio is, unless you want to keep up with the Joneses, a one-shot cost. If you go on the Internet or something like that, the software is continually changing, which means you have to keep buying more programs and more computers. So people with 40-year-old radios can still use them, but you can't use a 40-year-old computer. So it's a changing cost.
Is it a bottom line that you're saying this is a plus for amateur radio?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I agree. There are a lot of pluses to amateur.
I agree, and
it's changing as the world is changing. So we've got to just regroup a little bit. But there's a lot of positive stuff out there, Len, all over the country.
Well,
you found it.
Well, I see a lot of people listening, and a lot of people who are grassroots, and a lot of people who call here. Although many are AWRL supporters, a lot of them are like Steve and would say that there are other things that can be done. Of course, you're an alternative. Glenn, K1MAN, Glenn Baxter, thanks for being my guest today. We'll do it again.
Great.
And thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thanks for having me. You have a wonderful program, Glenn. You're doing a good job.
Thanks, Glenn. 73. And 73 to everybody listening. We'll see you next week. We're QRT.
And 88s. Thank you for listening to Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW. Listen again next week for the next transmission of Ham Radio and More.